We Energy's proposal to raise electric rates, especially for people who power with solar panels, has ignited debate around the region. The Milwaukee Common Council got involved Tuesday. It went on record as opposed to We Energy's request. The council also plans to push for state legislation to allow the city to shop around for another energy supplier. Wednesday, the Public Service Commission holds its first hearing on the rate request in Madison. We Energies will present its testimony first. In a recent insert it added to monthly residential bills, the utility stated, "The change we are proposing is about keeping costs for access and use of our grid fair for all customers." According to utility spokesperson Jessica Williamson,
what we're requesting really would enable a future with renewable energy that's sustainable, that is fair, and that's practical.
Utilities say solar customers pay less for the power infrastructure, so more of the burden falls on traditional users. The case is cultivating national attention, according to Sarah Wolf. She represents a coalition of solar power companies called the Alliance for Solar Choice. Wolf says cases are popping up across the country, most recently in Utah.
The utility proposed putting a $4.65 charge on solar customers per month. So compared to We Energies, it's a lot smaller. We Energies is about $20 to $30 a month. And the Public Service Commission denied their request and said there's not enough evidence that you need this charge. There's no evidence that solar customers cause an additional charge to the grid that you need to recoup. And so they denied it completely.
We Energy's proposed rate change ripples beyond investors in solar panels. Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District built a pipeline to a landfill in Muskego. It carries gas to Jones Island, where it's converted to electricity. MMSD's energy production doesn't end there. At its South Shore plant, an upgrade is underway. A biodigester treats wastewater. The process generates methane gas. It is combusted to create electricity. Executive Director Kevin Schaefer says, despite the fact that MMSD expects to purchase less power, quote, "we project an approximate 20% increase in our total electric billings." Two hearings are scheduled in Milwaukee on October 8th before the three-member Public Service Commission issues its decision. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.